Hi, Craig James, with a look at the key economic and financial events over the coming week. Well, we are moving into the end of the financial year, but there are no top shelf indicators to usher in a new financial year or even round out the old one. Very much in terms of the second tier variety and very much focused on population or demographic data. That starts on Tuesday. The first outputs from the census of 2016 will be produced. And that will provide some insights in terms of housing demand. We'll get a better picture of the makeup of the population across Australia. Demographic statistics for the December quarter also coming out on Tuesday. Then we basically move ahead to Thursday, and we've got the Finance and Wealth publication put out by the Bureau of Statistics. Now, this will include data on wealth in Australia, very much in terms of the value of Australia's homes and also the superannuation that really dominates household wealth. And we'll also get, you know, sort of some perspectives on the financial sector, how much cash is being held in superannuation funds or even in cash holdings by the individuals such as households and also businesses. We'll get new home sales figures also coming out on Thursday, and then Friday, the private sector credit figures or loans outstanding. Really, we're not seeing too much growth in terms of borrowings here in Australia. Annual growth is sitting just under 5%. In terms of overseas developments, again, yes, so there's not a lot, you know, so in terms of major indicators in the United States over the coming week. We have durable good orders on Monday. We have figures on home prices and consumer confidence on Tuesday. Pending homes sales on Wednesday. Then on Thursday, we've got the final estimate of economic growth in the United States for the March quarter. And then on Friday, we have the personal income and spending figures. But most important in that is the indicator of inflation, the personal consumption expenditures deflator, which is closely watched by the Federal Reserve. In terms of China, well, the data's out on Friday, and it's the purchasing managers' indexes for manufacturing and services. In terms of the financial year, well, it hasn't been a bad one for the share market. Where we currently stand at the moment, total returns on shares on the Australian share market have grown by 12% over the last financial year.